Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 4, Scene 1, Goddess Durga Chastises Kamsa. After Vasudeva adjusted all the doors and gates, the gatekeepers awoke and heard the newborn child crying. Kamsa was waiting to hear the news of the child's birth, and the gatekeepers immediately approached Kamsa, informing him that the child was born. At that time, Kamsa got up from bed and very quickly exclaimed, "Now the cruel death of my life is born!" Kamsa became perplexed now that death was approaching, and his hair stood on end. Immediately he proceeded toward the place where the child was born. Upon seeing her brother approaching, Devaki prayed in a very meek attitude to Kamsa, "My dear brother, please do not kill this female child. I promise that this child will be the wife of your son. Therefore, do not kill her. After all, you are not to be killed by any female child. That was the omen. You are to be killed by a male child. So please, do not kill her." "My dear brother, you have killed so many of my children who were just born, shining as the sun. That is not your fault. You have been advised by demoniac friends to kill my children. But now I beg you to excuse this girl. Let her live as my daughter." But Kamsa was so cruel that he did not listen to the beautiful prayers of his sister Devaki. He forcibly grabbed the newborn child just to rebuke his sister and attempted to dash the child on the stone mercilessly. This is a graphic example of a cruel brother who could sacrifice all relationships for the sake of personal gratification. But immediately the child slipped out of Kamsa's hands, went up into the sky, and appeared with 8 arms as the younger sister of Vishnu. She was decorated with nice dress and flower garlands and ornaments. In her 8 hands, she held a bow, lancet, arrows, bell, conchel, disc, club, and shield. Seeing the appearance of the child, who was actually Goddess Durga, all the demigods from different planets like Siddhaloka, Charanaloka, Gandharavaloka, Apsaraloka, Kinnaraloka, and Uragaloka presented her articles and began to offer their respective prayers. And from above, the goddess addressed evil Kamsa, "You rascal! How can you kill me? The child who will kill you is already born before me somewhere within this world. So do not be so cruel to your poor sister." And after this appearance, the goddess Durga became known by various names in various parts of the world. Iti Prabhashyatam Devi Maya Bhagavati Bhuvi Bahunama Niketeshu Bahunama Babuvaha. And after speaking to Kamsa in this way, the goddess Durga, Yogamaya, appeared in different places, such as Varanasi, and became celebrated by different names, such as Annapurna, Durga, Kali, and Bhadra. In Calcutta, the goddess Durga is celebrated as Kali, in Bombay as Mumba Devi, in Varanasi, Annapurna, in Cuttack, she is known as Bhadra Kali, and in Ahmedabad, she is known as Bhadra. Thus, in different places, she is known by different names. Her devotees are known as Shaktas, or worshippers of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas worshippers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself are called Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are destined to return home back to Godhead in the spiritual world, whereas the Shaktas are destined to live within this material world to enjoy different types of material happiness. Nama Deyani Kurvanti Sthanani Cha Narabhuvi Durgeti Badrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti Cha Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi Cha Maya Narayanishani Sharadet Yambiketi Cha. Lord Krishna once blessed Maya Devi, telling her, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, Ambika. Because Krishna and His energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas, and sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are known as Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas, or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with His spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, and Rukmini Dwarakadish, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabha Acharya as follows. In Varanasi, Maya Devi is known as Durga. In Avanti, Maya Devi is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, Maya Devi is known as Vijaya. And in Kulahapura, Maya Devi is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. In the country known as Kamarup, Maya Devi is known as Chandika. In northern India, she is known as Sharada. And in Cape Comorin, she is known as Kanyaka. Thus, Maya Devi is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijaya Dvaja Tirthapad, in his Pada Ratnavali Tika, has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty. She is known as Bhadra because Maya Devi is auspicious. And she is known as Kali because Maya Devi is deep blue. And because Maya Devi is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. And because Maya Devi is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because Maya Devi enjoys in this material world and gives facility for material enjoyment, Maya Devi is known as Kumuda. And because Maya Devi is very severe to her enemies, known as the Asuras, Maya Devi is known as Chandika. And because Maya Devi gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. So in this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the globe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.